Hi, David here, and welcome back to the podcast, looking at mediumship and life in spirit through the automatic writings of the early 20th century medium, James Paget. This episode relates very closely to the last one, where we looked at a message Paget received on June 20, 1918, from his wife Helen, after their daughter, Nita, died unexpectedly after an operation. Helen concluded that message, reassuring James that he had not lost Nita, simply that she had passed to spirit, and that James would not have long to wait for Nita to write, confirming this herself. When I was recording that last episode, the date I had for Nita's first message was June 27, 1918, which is just a week after Helen's message about Nita's passing. Even as I said it, I had a slight moment of wondering if Nita had in fact been able to write so soon after passing. So I did a bit of checking and found an alternative date for Nita's first message of October 14, 1918. That's about 3.5 months after Helen's first message, and it seems to me to be a much more credible date, not least because the experiences Nita describes in her message would seem difficult to compress into a shorter period. Also, the message from Nita is followed by one from her mother, Helen, of the same date, which we will also take a look at in this episode. One of the slight challenges with the Paget messages is that the originals are just pencil on paper, and James Paget himself didn't always date them, at least not at the time when they were written. Also, it largely fell to his friend, Dr. Leslie Stone, to catalogue, transcribe and publish them, although James himself did transcribe some of them. The sheer volume of messages meant that that exercise itself couldn't be perfect. If you would like to know more about the history of the messages, there is a link in the description box. So anyway, let's jump into the message to James from his daughter, Nita. I am here, Nita. Let me write a line. I am Nita, and I have been so anxious to write to you ever since I came to the spirit world and realized that I could do so. Well, Daddy, I cannot tell you how happy I am and how glad I am that I can write you. I know that Mother has written you in regards to my passing over and my condition and progress since I became a spirit. And all that she said is true and much more. I am so desirous to tell you in detail just what my experience has been, but as this is my first attempt to write, I will not do so tonight, but very soon I will. And I know that you will get tired before I cease writing, for I have so much to tell you. Of course, I had some idea of what my experience might be in passing, but the idea was a very faint glimpse of what I really experienced, and I want to tell you how much your information helped me when I was with you. I mentioned in the last episode the importance of sharing what we know about spirit. People might not accept that information in the moment it is shared, but it will still make a difference for them. We're never going to be able to anticipate the exact experiences someone will have when they pass to spirit, simply because we can never know them fully. But the more we can share the experiences and knowledge of those who have gone ahead, the more it becomes possible to build up some kind of template for what might lie ahead. Nita tells James that what she has experienced is much more than what she calls the faint glimpse of what it's like in spirit that she had from her conversations with her father, yet she still wants to express her gratitude to him for the difference that made for her. She goes on to tell him, "Well, Daddy, I am also so very glad that I could be with you and know that you were still my dear Daddy. and loved me so much more than I ever realised when on earth. I am now so very happy and know to a large extent the reality and blessedness of God's love, which you used to tell me of. Oh, how can I ever express to you how thankful I am that you told me of this love, for it has been the means of helping me so much in my progress. I am now in the third sphere, as Mother tells me, and I cannot tell you the beauty and loveliness of all that surrounds me, and what a lovely home I have, and what delightful associates. So already Nita has progressed beyond the second sphere, or the Summerlands, which is where most of us first go when we pass. And this represents rapid progress for someone who has only been in spirit for a few months. And again, we have this mention of divine love as being the thing that has made the difference for Nita, helped also by knowing about it while she was still living her mortal earth life. Although there's not a lot of detail in this first message, understandably, Nita is clearly in a very happy place with people around her whose company she enjoys. So it's perhaps no great surprise to read that she wouldn't return to the earth life, even if it were possible. She tells James that, "You must not think me selfish when I write that I would not return to the earth life for all the world. For here I am free from the worry and troubles that I had, and also can be with you and love you and know that you love me as your own darling baby. Well, Daddy, I have written a good deal, and Mother says I had best not write more now, but wait until I am in a better condition to express to you just what I desire to write. So love me and think of me, and expect me very soon to tell you of what I have suggested. So, dear Daddy, I must say good night with all my love. I am still your own loving baby." We noted in the last episode that Baby was Helen and James's nickname for Nita, whose full name was Helenita. It's interesting also that from her new perspective of being in spirit, Nita can see much more clearly just how much her father loves her, much more than she realised when she was living upon the earth. The ability to see this is something else that she values about her new life in spirit. So we do get a sense of enjoyment, happiness, liberation even, that Nita is feeling having passed to spirit, leaving the earth life behind. Following up on the message from Nita is one from James's wife Helen, who was clearly with Nita while she was writing. So often in the messages, we see Helen doing a kind of wrap at the end of each writing session. The messages from Helen were in large part what kept James continuing with the writing, despite his own understandable doubts about the process and as to the identity of some of those writing to him. So often we see Helen reassuring James as to the identity of his communicators and the content of the messages, which often contradicted his own beliefs and preconceptions. And this reassurance was frequently needed, particularly when those communicating were famous names who might seem unlikely in the extreme to be taking an interest in using him as a medium. Anyway, on this occasion, Helen doesn't face too much of a challenge in reassuring James that he has, in truth, heard from his daughter, as James has clearly been pleased to hear from Nita. That said, she does face a different challenge, which will become clear as we go through the message. It's an interesting one because it tells us much about the kind of rapport that mediumship depends upon. Helen writes, "I am here, your own true and loving Helen. Well, dear, you have heard from Baby, and she was so pleased that she could write to you, and is more anxious than ever to tell you of all the things that she has in mind, and the wonderful experience that she had when passing, and has since had. She is a beautiful girl now, and is so very happy, and best of all is filled with the desire for an increased possession of the father's love. She prays very often, and seems to have great faith, and I believe that her progress to higher spheres will be very rapid. I am so glad to have her with me, as I realise that she has escaped many of the trials and worries of life. To some extent, this is the kind of message working mediums often pass on, letting someone on earth know that their loved ones in spirit are happier there. It's reassuring to know that the person who has been lost to the earth life has not simply ceased to exist, and that they are happier where they are now, even if that doesn't entirely overcome the pain of separation for those of us left behind in this world. What's a little less common is Helen's mention of divine love as being a factor in Nita's rapid progression, and that the extent to which we can possess this love is very much in our own hands through what Helen calls prayer and faith. That's not a message you hear so often in spiritualist conversations, particularly among those who understandably resist traditional Christian language, or indeed religious language generally. Quite what Helen is pointing to with these words is something we're going to be exploring in much more detail in future episodes. But for the moment, let's look at the rest of Helen's message to James. Well, dear, I am so glad that we can get close together again, and now I hope that we will never have another severance of our rapport. And we will not, unless you let your love grow cold, and your thoughts of me and for me become less. I was very unhappy when I found that I couldn't come to you as I had been doing, and that you had raised a barrier between us that I had not the power to break down. While you may think that we spirits are very powerful, yet you must also think, keep in mind, that all our powers cannot bring me in rapport with you when you do not think in that way towards me that will create a condition that will enable me to make the rapport. Thus you will realise how much of our intercourse will depend on you. Of course, I can be with you and know and see what your condition is and what your thoughts are, but I cannot arbitrarily change your condition or turn your thoughts to me and cause you to draw close to me in a union of rapport that will enable me to write to you. So, sweetheart, do not let yourself get in this condition again. Only love, and think of and wish for me, and no spirit or power can keep me from you. Only you yourself can do this. Well, it is late, and you have been working, and I must not draw on you longer. Keep your thoughts on spiritual things and pray to the Father and long for his love, and very soon you will be in condition which will enable the higher spirits to write. Love me and say good night, your own true and loving Helen. That is a very revealing message. Reading the Paget messages, it is easy to form the impression that James is some kind of automaton, simply writing down dictation, with no involvement in the process beyond that. Any medium worth their salt will tell you that this is simply not how mediumship works, no matter how gifted the medium. Mediumship is a collaboration, which requires the medium to make an effort, as well as those in spirit who wish to work with us. Relationships with people in spirit, and ultimately with God, work just the same as any relationship. Even where there is love, We need to work at keeping the relationship healthy and open so that the love we share has a chance to be expressed. From what Helen says, James has obviously had a spell where he has been turning his thoughts to other things, and there's a fairly high likelihood that his grief over his daughter's death has been a major factor here. But Helen sees the need to remind James that people in spirit cannot simply impose themselves on us, or at least that the ones who can give us true spiritual guidance cannot do so and remain true to themselves. For that door to be open, we must also turn our thoughts to them, so as to hear what they have to say. That does seem to become more difficult for James as time goes by. Most of his writing was done during the period 1914 to 1918. After that, the frequency of the messages does drop off, and this seems to have been down to James giving less time to his automatic writing and more to his worldly affairs. In the next episode, I'm going to conclude this series on messages James received from family members with the follow-up message that James's daughter Nita wrote to him about 10 weeks later. Once we've looked at that message, we will start looking at the messages that James received from a much wider range of communicators. Part of the fascination of the Paget messages is that they come from people across cultures and across human history, covering all sorts of interesting topics, but all giving us insights into the worlds of spirit and the ways in which we can prepare for that life to come by making the most of this one. I'll say a bit more in the next podcast as to how those future episodes will be organised going forward, but I hope you'll join me in looking at that further message to James from Nita. So that brings us to the end of this podcast. As always, thank you for listening, and I hope you found it interesting. Take care until the next episode.